Welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And tonight we saw Opera Galactica at Metro Arts.
We did. This is, I would say, a fusion of Star Wars and...
A jukebox musical.
To opera. And it's kind of what has the feel of a one-man Star Wars, one-man parody. The kind of cheap and cheerful... A huge amount of fun, plus a dead lot of good singing skills available on stage there tonight.
Yes, yes. I enjoyed it. I am not a fan of opera. I'll start there.
Yeah, duh.
Well, our listener might not know that.
No, that's right. The listener may have forgotten that. Look, I was overhearing a conversation from people in the row behind us, mainly because they were not being at all quiet. And their assessment was that some of them got it because they loved Star Wars and some of them got it because they loved operatic music. And the thing is that you really didn't need to be an expert in either, because the thing about the operatic music is that there was enough familiar arias, and you know, oh, I think that bit might be from Madame Butterfly, but it didn't matter. You kind of recognize the music a bit or not, and everyone I think knows enough about Star Wars and Princess Leia and Obi and so on to follow what was happening in that part of it.
Yes,
and the silliness. It was a huge amount of fun, and you really, really sensed that the people on stage who had fine and I imagine very well-trained voices were having a ball, because yes, it was the sort of thing they wouldn't get to do all the time.
Yes, it was a fascinating show, and I brought up the fact that I don't like opera because I did think I got more out of the Star Wars stuff than the opera stuff.
Yeah, and there were probably people that got more out of the opera stuff than the Star Wars. But I guess my point is that you can go in and enjoy it at either level, and not having a detailed knowledge or being put off by the fact that it's being performed by Brisbane City Opera. This is not a fat lady sings piece of opera in Italian.
No, it's not. And I understood every word.
Because it was in English.
Yes. There were moments when I would have appreciated what's the thing called above...
A surtitle.
A surtitle. Not because...
No, I mean, basically, though, if you didn't get every word, didn't matter. We knew what was going on. And it's a very intimate space in the Lumen Room at Metro Arts.
Yes, it is. There were, particularly in some of the high belts, I wished a slightly bigger space.
No, it was so engulfing. And every now and again, one of the singers would come at you from an unexpected direction and you kind of move in your seats. I loved the way they put it together. I loved the way the simplicity of some of their costumes, props, etc.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, and I really got the sense that everyone in the audience was enjoying it immensely. I did think it was a bit too long. I don't think it really needed to be two acts.
It became from the Edinburgh Fringe in the 2001-2002.
Yeah, and clearly did very well there. And this is its Australian premiere, which is really nice to see for Brisbane.
Yeah, and I agree with you. It was slightly too long. I think a 90-minute one-actor probably would have been enough.
Well, it may well be that, you know, we have seen a lot of these kind of parody productions, and maybe in 2001 it was more novel.
Probably, almost certainly.
But having said that, was I bored? No. Did I think it was terrible? No.
There were moments when I thought the plot kind of repeated itself a bit.
But then if you look at Star Wars, bad guys, good guys fight. Bad guys, good guys, fight.
Yeah.
Repeat. So, you know, maybe that's to do with the source material. Anyway, if you like really, really fine voices, if you like extreme silliness and parody, I think there's a lot to recommend this show.
Yes, there is. Rating.
I'm going to give it a distinction.
I think I am too.
I hate it when you agree with me, even when that makes you right.
Well, you also dislike it when you like it.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, we will do a bit of community theatre tomorrow night.
Yes, we will.
And then a bit of main stage on Saturday. And then, well, big stuff next weekend, but we'll let you in on that later.
Yes.
All right. Good night.
Night, night.